Jake, Jake, over here, please.
Yes, sir.
Unreal performance. You just helped Jake's Manchu knock tobacco out of the park.
Well, I wanted to do good, and I tried to do good. I think I did pretty good.
Is it true that Jake's Manchu is non-tobacco, no nicotine, comes in 10 delicious flavors, is USDA certified organic, and can help guys quit dipping tobacco?
Yeah, it's true. I just wanted to go out there and give 110%. It's a group effort.
So, tell me about your home run 10% off promotion.
Yep, for me it's like a hanging curveball. Just go to Jake's Manchu and type in two words, home run, and get 10% off of your purchase. Even I can do that.
Well, I don't know about that. Alright, enter home run as the promo code at jakesmanchu.com upon checkout. Got it, quite the performance.
Chew healthy, chew mint, sir.
Outstanding. Everyone loves a home run.
The Score remembers the life and times of our teammate, Doug Buffone. Rest in peace, 55. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Nick Szczepkowski. The Chicago Wolves host Utica in the playoffs this Wednesday and Friday night at Allstate Arena. Addison Russell, ranked as one of the game's top prospects, he makes his debut tonight for the Cubs. He's called up. Arizmendi Alcantara sent down to Iowa. Joe Maddon was on the Spiegel and Goff show today, says not to expect Russell at shortstop anytime soon.
Yeah, so that was a shortstop, man. And again, watch him play. He's been outstanding. And yes, there's Addison's up here to play second. He's still a future major league shortstop. There's no question about that, and a very good one.
Catch the manager's interview with Spiegel and Goff in full at 670thescore.com. 6:05 first pitch in Pittsburgh. Travis Wood, Francisco Liriano in the pitching matchup. Blackhawks host Nashville tonight, game four of their first round matchup at United Center. 8:30 puck drop as the Hawks look to take a commanding 3-1 lead. Baseball, White Sox and Indians at U.S. Cellular Field tonight. It's the second of three. 7:10 first pitch. Hector Nwesi and Carlos Carrasco in the pitching matchup. NBA, the Bulls get a couple days off. They're up 2-0 in the Bucks in their first round playoff series. That action picks up again Thursday night in Milwaukee. As for games being played tonight, the Cavaliers host Boston, Raptors and Wizards do battle, and the Rockets take on the Dallas Mavericks. Mike Budenholzer of the Atlanta Hawks named the NBA's Coach of the Year earlier today. And the NFL schedule comes out later on this evening. An early leak has the Bears being in Green Bay on Thanksgiving night. And Doug Buffone's services have been announced. The wake will be at 2 p.m. Friday at Old St. Pat's Church downtown. Mass follows at 6 p.m. on Friday. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Golfsmith. To find a store, visit golfsmith.com. And tune in to 670 The Score, broadcasting live with Matt Spiegel and Jason Goff from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. as Chi-Town becomes Draft Town next Thursday in Grant Park. Draft Town Fun kicks off at 4 p.m. Visit NFL.com/drafttown for more information. I'm Nick Szczepkowski, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on The Score is tonight at 6:35 when the Sox take on the Indians on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Boars at Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on The Score.
Who knows what could happen?
Look, I don't need you guys to be fans of the Reds. I just need to know that if there's something that we want to keep here, that it stays here.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That is an all-timer.
Brian Price is merely voicing exactly what every single manager, coach, general manager, team president, and owner thinks almost every single day that they're there.
About independent media.
And that's, why do you feel the need to do this? You're not helping me. But this guy, he can't possibly conceive of how this works. How does this work? Why are you doing this to me?
Boars and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
Five.
God almighty. I do three and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for you.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
We have a guest here in the studio. The old sports writer has just walked in.
Oh, hello, old sports writer.
What are the Cubs doing?
They called up Addison Russell.
What's the plan?
The plan was to have numerous high draft picks. Who? And well, this is one of them. This is Addison Russell. He came in the Jeff Samardzija trade.
They didn't get enough for Samardzija.
Some feel, if not the best prospect, certainly a top five prospect.
They, Why'd they trade Samardzija?
Well, because he was a free agent to be, and they felt...
I don't understand the plan.
They would be better off stockpiling prospects.
Who?
The Cubs. Bring Rosner back.
All right, we escorted him from the studio. That's on me. I invited him.
He always comes in. You got to stop that.
I don't think we're even on the air anymore anyway.
Terry Bors, Dan Bernstein.
A show by the name of Borns and Bernstein that I've been told that he said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on!
Bors and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, well, he didn't understand the plan and they didn't get enough for Jeff Samardzija. Well, I understand. There's only so much we can do. This is the Bors and Bernstein Show. Terry is out this week. Barry Rosner is in for him once again today. And I did hear from Nick Shepkowski about the Bears on Thanksgiving against the Packers. And now the food's not going to taste as good because the Packers are going to clobber them.
It gets worse.
Why?
It gets worse. The Packers are intending to retire Brett Favre's number that night.
Oh.
So you'll get a heavy dose of Brett Favre all day, not just from he and his family and the Packers, but all of your announcing teams, your pregame, your halftime, your postgame. You're going to get a lot of Brett Favre.
That's going to be an awful day. You just ruined everybody's Thanksgiving. You get a full day of Brett Favre, and then then you get the Packers beating the Bears 35-6.
Furthermore, everything leading up to it for the 3 days.
Oh.
After the last game on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you're going to get a lot of Brett Favre. Thursday, you will get it all day and all night.
I don't have to. Well, I have to watch the game. I don't have to watch anything else.
Well, during the game, you're going to get it too.
That's all right. As long as. Oh, no. Yeah. Yeah, you're going to get that. And then I look at the Bears matching up against their division, and I look at these depth charts, and the Bears depth chart. And I've been feeling better about the Bears generally, just because Dr. Death is gone and they're making moves that make sense. But then Dan Durkin has to ruin everything by showing me the actual depth chart. And there are just too many positions that blow.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about it too much if I were you. You understand what this year is about. I mean, they had to clean house. They had to get rid of all the bad stuff. There's still some bad stuff that needs to be thrown out. And until that happens, you've got some bad football ahead.
Yeah,
there's more of it ahead, and that's fine.
The receiving core, the safeties. I don't like the offensive line yet.
It's going to take some time.
I know.
I mean, they haven't even really done anything to rebuild yet. They're just collecting people to play. They need people to play. There's a rule that you have to dress so many people. I don't know if you're aware of that, but you have to dress a certain number of people, and they have to play the games. That's all they're doing.
But now I always look forward to the Thanksgiving dinner. It's my favorite holiday because it's you just get to eat. You know, there's nothing religious about it. You know, it's not like Passover where you have to read and read and read and read and read before you eat.
And then eat terrible food that constipates you for weeks.
Why are you eating terrible food?
You like all that stuff?
If it's made well, yes. Let's talk about the brisket and potatoes.
How about all the
soup?
How about all the matzah?
They don't have to have a lot of it. You have a little bit of it with some horseradish on it. You get 6 cups of wine or whatever it is, four cups of wine.
12.
I add more because I think it's better that way.
Take a sip. Actually, take a gulp.
Supposed to be a cup. It says all finish the first cup of wine, second, third, fourth. You can drink good wine too. You're allowed. Von is in.
It's the binding of the matzah that I object to.
Indianapolis is on the score. Hello, Von.
Hey, Dan. How you doing? Hey, Barry. I want to give my deepest regards or sympathies to Doug, too, man.
Well, that won't do you much good, giving them to Doug at this point.
Well,
I would probably pass it along to the family and those of us mourning.
You know what I meant, man. Yeah, I'm just saying it affected not just the Score family, but the Score community, man. That
Indeed,
guy,
it did.
He got us through a lot of tough times, and he was passionate and knowledgeable. You know, he wasn't some clown just ranting and raving. That guy knew what he was talking about. I've called... talk to him, drown my sorrows in the Bears, and, you know, like I said, my heart just goes out to his family, so.
Thank you.
But, yeah. But anyway, okay, you got to be careful what you read. I don't have a gauge on pace, so I have none of us really have what direction he's going to go. So, just in looking at the Bears' pre-draft visits, and they may be throwing you off as well, it looks like as far as the receivers they've had come in, it's the top three. It's like White, Cooper, and Parker.
Correct.
Whereas the pass rushers, it appears, is more second-round guys, possibly like Nate Orchard or Eli Harrell. So based on that, And those are arguably the two strongest positions in the draft, wide receiver and that hybrid, you know, that outside linebacker for the 3-4. So based on that, do you guys think they will go wide receiver, then outside linebacker, or do the opposite? Or do you think there's a wild card like the offensive lineman for Iowa or the cornerback from Michigan State? I'll hang up and listen to you guys. Thanks.
Base nothing on that is what I'll tell you.
Yeah, nothing on anything that they do. It could all be for show. I still think they're trading down, and I think they should. They need so much help. But if they stay in that pick, I think you've got to get someone who can murder quarterbacks. Now, generally, I'm against murder. You know, I take a stand against murder.
That's good.
But not when it comes to quarterbacks. It's okay with me.
I'm not letting Amari Cooper get past me. Just not.
You don't even know who your quarterback's going to be. Why are you worried about wide receiver right now?
Because I need one. Have you looked at this is a great year for wide receivers.
I understand that. So get one in the second round or the third round.
I want one in the first round. I know you can't have one. Why not?
Because you have so many other problems right now.
I like wide receivers.
Well, that's fine. Go get one for yourself.
What am I going to do with him?
I don't know. It seems like you like him. Bring one home with you.
I'm not letting Amari Cooper get past me at 7. I'm just not. I would take White, too.
You're not allowed one. You're certainly not allowed two.
I'm not saying that. I didn't mean I would take two. I mean, I would take
either
one
of
them.
You said you want him also.
Well, I would. I know I can't have him, though. Would you stop? I think taking a wide receiver makes perfect sense, especially looking at some of the free agent acquisitions. And, dude, that Cooper is, you're the scouting report. That's not just somebody that's showing up there. And
I understand.
You have nothing
but you are,
other than Alshon Jeffery.
Consider how far away you are from even having someone to play the quarterback position. Is it something? Is that a need
it's
for you?
It's a different issue.
I know, but when you don't even have a quarterback, why are you worried about receiver?
Because I think he's going to be great.
So 3 years from now, when they finally have a quarterback, you're worried about who he's going to throw to.
Why does it have to take 3 years?
Well, you don't even have a quarterback.
Well, you've got Cutler right now, and then you'll have somebody else.
Right. And then it's going to take time to develop him. Or find him, wherever you may find him.